بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد. Last week we mentioned the method of making wudu during the week. Hazrat Mufti Sahib had highlighted that there were about 7 Sahaba radiallahu anhum who taught their students practically how to make the wudu. Among them was Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and other Sahaba that practically demonstrated the wudu. That is a very effective method of learning. One is to get the general sunnats and methodology, but there are other benefits also. For example, to learn how to conserve water. Mufti Sahib mentioned, since it is the topic, he said in Dioband he would notice the ustads, when they were washing their arms, they would take water in both their hands and they would pour it over their arms and then rub their arms. Remember, we talk about the mud, the sa', the different measures that they had in the days of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They weren't the taps. We're very accustomed to using the taps. So you tell a person, make wudu with 1/2 liter of water, 1 liter of water, he doesn't know how to do it. So we need to sometimes, in trying to practice and learn simplicity and also on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to make wudu like that. So from a container, they said they would take it in their hands and pour it and they would rub it. And says another trick they would do is, first they would wet their limbs, for example if it's the arms, the moist hands, because to let the water flow, if it's dry skin, the water won't flow well. But if it's moist, then the water would flow very well over that area. So they would pass their wet hands over there, and then they would wash. So that was one of the tricks. And in fact, from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Bukhari Sharif, the entire discussion on ghusl, in that discussion is mentioned that before washing the hair, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would wet his hands and rub the roots and the scalp of his head before washing the hair. Now remember, it wasn't a shower and it wasn't a tap. So they had a container of water. And what was that container? See, that container could only fit about 4-5 kilos. It was a small container, not even the size of a bucket. It was a small container, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make ghusl from that small container. So to make sure the water will flow, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would wet his hands, rub it into his hair. Now the hair and the scalp is moist. When he pours the water, and how is pouring the water? No jug. Scooping the water out. See, ghusl is being made. Scooping the water, and you're washing the hair. So sometimes we need to learn the simplicity. Because we get so fussy when there's no water, then we feel like our wuzu is not done. Mufti was explaining and said, can we be greater than the Sahaba? Can we be more cautious than the Sahaba? So when they did 3 times, there are some people that got OCD. Say they're washing 7 times, and 9 times, and 11 times, and they're taking 1 hour, over 1 hour in the bathroom. He said, I know of cases like that. He said, 7 minutes you can do ghusl. Complete from beginning to the end till you dry and dressed up. 7 minutes. And really, honestly, when you look at the ghusl, it's not a very, very lengthy process. It's very quick. It's natural also. Natural to wash the hands. Natural to clean the areas that require cleansing. So it's a natural process. That should become our system of bathing also on a regular basis. But it's a few minutes. It takes a few minutes, doesn't take a long time. But we also need to learn, if there's no shower, then I must be able to use the bucket. The bucket was common in the past. Very, very common. Like how the low pan toilet was the common, then the high pan came. When the high pan came, that took over. Now you tell a youngster, use the low pan, say, I can't use it. So now if you tell a person is using shower every day, he has a bucket, half a bucket, ume ghusl. I can't do it. So we need to, Maulana Dawood said that, I remember one of his talks he gave a few years ago. Maulana actually said that we shouldn't be using the shower. He said there's so much of wastage of water in the shower, so much of wastage. When you don't have that water, then we realize. Sometimes just for measurement, we must just open the shower and put a bucket and see how much of water fills and how much of time. And then we'll understand how long we take in a bathroom, how many buckets of water is going when a person is showering. And especially the younger generation, they don't know the value of water, and they're carrying on. So, now and again it's important. I've heard that some mashayikh told their murids, they told them that, see, a student, you must live your life like a student. So up till today, they're using the bucket system. Because when we were students in madrasa, you'll see they were originally, they had a shower, they took it out. So you fill outside, fill your bucket, and you take it inside. Now, if you run short inside the shower, there's nothing going to happen. No one's going to fill your water, there's no water there inside. So you have to take and make do with that. And then sometimes it's winter and the windows are open and you can't close the window. So the cold wind is coming in and there's no seats there provided or built. So you're crouching and you're having a bath. But that teaches you to be a man. People today want to go in a bush for a holiday and they want to go and do training. I say the training is right here by the house. Just live life like the old days. The woman used to carry that water, and the muscles are getting built, strength was there. And you're doing all that housework, and there was no washing machines. Right? And you had to make food, you had to cook on the firewood, then the coal stove, whatever. So it was physical work, clean the fireplace, chop the wood. So this was things that people did, not long ago. So it was physical work, sewing. Maulana Siddiq Ahmed Bandwi, you should spin that wheel and make the thread also. You should make the yarn. So spin in the moonlight. Granny and his mother used to spin in the moonlight because they had no light. So they lived the hard life. So what happened? Life became soft now. Now we want to go to the gym, pay money, just lifting weights. But it was originally in the past, you're doing work at home, gardening. No, I can't do gardening. I'll go gym. I'll go lift weights. So what happens is we adopted that lifestyle. What was our natural lifestyle? Now a man is saying, hey, you know, when you value water, when you carry your own buckets, man. Value water. But you go to the location, see the Malawi brothers, how they live. Ask ourselves why they're more fit than us. Those people are walking, they're not walking for anything else, but they just want to save the taxi fare. So they'll walk kilometers. And they won't be out of breath also. They'll walk kilometers and eat simple food, and drink water, and they'll walk the whole day. They'll take that rubble and they'll fill that whole truck, 2, 3, 4 ton truck. Whole day they can do it. And we want to go in jihad. Who's stronger? These people are stronger or we are stronger? Right? So it's just some thoughts of the mind. We're sharing it now. We're off topic. Anyway, we're talking about simplicity, sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to get used to it. Get used to it. Mufti Sahib said in the 80s, I think, 70s, 80s, because his first hajj was about 20 years old, just over 20, and he said he was in ihram and he wanted to take a ghusl, because that time there was no showers, so he wanted to take a ghusl. It was a sunnah on the day of Arafah. So he went between two buses. The buses were parked in a V. With his ihram, he took a small bucket. He said he went there. He made his ghusl. However he made it, but he made his ghusl. He said, you can do all these things. You must be a man. You must be able to rough it up. Jafa kashi. Elders are saying now we became too soft. We became too soft. The jafa kashi. Tell a man, sleep on the floor, okay, carpet. Sleep on the carpet, I can't do it. He's too used to the soft bed. Go to the low pan toilet, ishtima style, I can't do it. Too used to my toilet. So we have to come out of this, come out of this. Sit on the floor, eat simple food. Eat what you don't like to eat. So they say this is Islam. This is Islam. The person goes, he eats what he doesn't like, he sleeps what he doesn't like to sleep. People are talking, chatting, he has to sleep. This makes him a man. These non-Muslims now, they lost the plot. They want to go stay in the bush. By the way, Muhammadul Hamid Saab, I like what he said. He said, imagine a man, whole year he's working, right? And he's making his kitchen, granite tops, oak wood, cherry wood, whatever. And he's designing, putting the lights, putting the tiles, making the bedroom, doing everything up. And then end of the year when he is off and he gets holiday, he goes and sleeps in a bush. That's his holiday. Say, what brain this is? Upside down. Anyway, coming back to the topic. So, wuzu is learnt practically. We learn our wuzu practically. So, now and again, we should approach someone that's knowledgeable. You make wuzu. Alhamdulillah, in the Khanqah Zakaria, for many years, I remember Mawlana Wadiwala, who was one of the senior ustads there, he used to demonstrate the wuzu to many people, 40, 50 people one time. So physically demonstrate the wuzu to them, and this is how you make wuzu. And it's also in keeping with the sunnah, how it was passed down to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and how they showed to others, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhum also, how they showed it to others. So after the wuzu, a person will recite the shahada. If he is in an open place, look towards the sky when reciting, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And then he should recite these du'as that are mentioned below. اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين. A person that reads this du'a, the 8 doors of Jannah will be opened for him and he will enter through whichever door he wishes. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم اجعلني من التوابين وَجَعَلْنِي مِنَ الْمُتَطَاهِرِينَ. That's one. Second dua, whoever recites this dua, the reward of the dua will be recorded for him on a scroll, and that will be sealed up until the day of Qiyamah. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. So these two duas we should try and make sure we read it, because the reward is very, very great. And we said before making wudu, Bismillahi walhamdulillah. As long as a person keeps wudu, then the angels will record rewards for him for the duration that he has wudu. Now we must remember, in a Hanafi madhab, there are 4 fard. We explained washing the face, washing the arms till the elbows, making masah of a quarter of the head, and washing the feet till the ankles. These are the faraid and the compulsory acts. But if you look at the other madhahib, you look at Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik bin Anas, and if you look at Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahumullah, then they have added other things that are important. Some of the things from the other Imams, they say, mutawaliyat. When a person is making wudu, then he must make it in sequence, and he must make it quick, that he doesn't, the limbs that he washed doesn't dry before he washes the next limb. So these are also important, although in Hanafi madhab, it is not compulsory. You should wash the right limb before the left limb, and you must wash and rub each limb thoroughly so that the water reaches every portion. All the limbs should be washed without any delay. When a person is making wudu, then it is an ibadah. He shouldn't talk of worldly affairs during the wudu. One should not waste water. There's hadith for that. Even if a person is at the riverbank, then he shouldn't be wasting water. If a person left out any fard action or any portion of the fard got left out, for example, his elbows were dry or his heels were dry, then the wudu will not be complete. If one is making wudu from a utensil, then the sunnah is that if there's any water left in that utensil, it's mustahab to drink it while standing. While standing, from the hadith, if a person was making wudu from the mud, and there's still water left, then while standing, you should drink that water. And sprinkle water on the clothing around the private area. This is to remove doubts that may enter the mind later on regarding urine drops. However, if one is certain that urine drops have come out, then obviously his wudu will break and he will have to wash the soiled area and repeat his wudu. One can allow the limbs to dry naturally, or one can use the towel. Both are reported in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are advised that it is a sign of iman for a believer to remain in the state of wudu. Therefore, we should all try to remain in wudu all the time. And it is recommended that one who makes wudu should perform 2 rakats of tahiyatul wudu. Inshallah, his minor sins, previous minor sins, will be forgiven when a person makes the 2 rakats of tahiyatul wudu. If a person is wearing any rings, bangles and watches, then he should make sure that the water reaches beneath them. If it reaches while keeping them on beneath them and to the skin by moving it around, that's okay, that's fine. Otherwise, he will have to remove it and make sure that it reaches beneath those items. Many of the aspects we explained last week already, and we also explained about the ma'zur, and we also explained about the bandage. So inshallah, we will stop there for this week. But there are some miscellaneous rules with regards to wudu from another kitab, the kitab of Beheshti Zewar, and some rules regarding things that break wudu and do not break wudu in more detail. Inshallah, we will discuss that next week. Allah Ta'ala grant us understanding. Subhanallah.